So it was when I was 14 I started writing. The internet actually crashed in my house for a couple of hours, and I didn't know what to do. So I opened a Word document and I started writing, and eventually a couple months later I finished it and I thought, wow, that was so much fun. I want to do that again. And I have not stopped. Yeah. since then. Yeah.
So. And is there any particular writers that you kind of write in the style of, or have you got your own way of putting stuff together?
Not really. There's lots of YA authors, young adult authors around, but there's not one that I think that I write like, apart from possibly Carrie Ryan, who she wrote a book called The Forest of Hands and Teeth, which is also about zombies, as mine is. And yeah, she was a big inspiration because she said, I'm going to write about zombies because that's what I love.
Yeah.
And I really, there was something about that I thought, yes, you should definitely write about what you love, not about what's popular at the moment, because they weren't popular when she wrote that book, so...
So your books, or what you're putting together, is it like a series of books on zombies?
No, it's just the one book at the moment. It's called ZA. It stands for Zombie Armageddon.
Yeah.
Which is, and the phrase is, are you ZA ready? Mm. And we use that a lot in my house. We have done for the past 5 or so years.
Yeah.
So it's built and grown over time. Me and my brother and my dad discussing what we would do if there was a zombie Armageddon. And then if you see something that looks like a big truck or something, you'd point at that and go, look, that truck's ZA ready, and stuff like that. And eventually I grew this group of characters and just took them through the beginning of the zombie Armageddon, what would happen. And it's based in the UK as well. There's not that many books that are set in the UK.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think there should be.
So can you tell us about the main character, or are you keeping that under wraps until it's...
No, it's fine. The main character is called Zane Carlyle.
Yep.
He's seven.
I fancy him already. I can tell by the way Molly's eyes are. This is the guy that you dream of. Is this the one?
I don't know, because it's from his point of view, so he doesn't think of himself that way, but you can definitely think of him that way.
Yes.
He's 17 years old, and he was training to be an athlete. He wanted to run in the Olympics, do the 100 metres, but... he was at his girlfriend's house when the apocalypse started, and so he's trapped at the beginning in his girlfriend's house with his girlfriend's family, and his mum's also there, and they struggle to work out what they're going to do. But his girlfriend Callie, her brother Jay is ZA ready, so he knows what he's doing. They get supplies and they get water and they get weapons and things, and yeah, and that's how it starts. I won't give anything away about what happens after that.
I think it's one of those things we do all think about, and maybe not so much on the zombie side, although it is one of those things, if society actually broke down, what would you do? Because people like me and probably like Sylvie, we'd be the first ones to get bought, because we don't have any training. It's like, what would you do? I often think, you know, you've got your house, which is your little castle, but if there was rampaging people down the road, you'd have no chance whatsoever.
Yeah.
And there are people in America, as you probably know, that do have shelters.
Yeah,
they've
got
gun supplies, they've got their food in case they get anything happens like this. They do, don't they?
Yeah, I think it's fascinating. I watched something the other day, I think it was on Channel 4, and it was something about having a weird hobby, and there were these two men who just, they have three different zombie apocalypse plans. And it's like when they're being interviewed, it's like they're excited, like they want this to happen. I mean, I was excited writing about zombies, but it doesn't for one second mean that I want that to happen.
No.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM